Mira watched Nimbalo scramble up onto Burab's shoulders. He held onto Burab's ear with one paw, gesturing out with the other. Then he started shouting. Filon saw it too, and had a quick word with Blecha. The otter halted the singing, howling out in a stentorian baritone.
They're on the path! Coming this away! I told you it'd work!
Burab lifted Nimbalo down and took charge.
Well, what in the name of sizzling seasons have you stopped singing for, hey? Don't want to break the jolly old magic spell, do you? Hog, get down and open the gates. Throw wide your portals, old lad. The rest of you dithering duffers, form up behind me. Jump to it now. We'll march down the road singing to meet 'em. By the left, right and centre we will. What? What?
Burab sidestepped into the gatehouse, but he soon caught up with the singing marches. He carried a banner made from an old tablecloth, tied around a long window pole. Swaggering along jauntily, the hare was in his element, bellowing aloud.
Any beast with a frog in their throat, let the frog do the singing. Ha ha ha! Come on now, let's rip the roof off.
Oh, what if the sky was dark? What a light for you alone. So I'll see you coming, dear. Run, run, run!
The otter crew coming the other way saw the Red Wall singing parade and doubled their march speed. Then they were trotting, and the pace hotted up even more, until they were running to meet the welcoming committee. Not to be outdone, Burab waved his banner and yelled out orders.
Look at them go! We'll see who meets who first, chaps. If it's a belly charge they want, we're the ones who'll show 'em. Lay back the kitchen sink, forward the buffs, blood and vinegar and flying fur. Eulalia! Red Wallers, charge!
They thundered down the path in a headlong stampede, and Burab was knocked flying into the ditch. But even the fastest of runners were not as fleet of paw as Mira and Filon upon that day. The pair were well out in front, hurtling toward the otter crew, charging up from the south. Way out in front of them was one, a big strong figure who could outrun the wind. Filon could see the dust pluming in his wake. Mira could even hear his footpaws slamming the hard earth as he streaked toward them like summer lightning. They screamed together. He swept them up as though they weighed nothing and ground to a halt, hugging them both close. Then Nimbalo pounded up like a small juggernaut. Unable to stop himself, he bulled straight into Dana, Mira and Filon, sending himself and them sprawling in a heap together. Instantly, they found themselves surrounded by other Edwallers. Then they began to laugh, as happiness flowed from them, infecting every beast. They laughed until the tears ran down their dusty faces, hugging one another as if they would never let go. The laughter rose into the air, startling birds in the soft autumn morning, from that long ago day when his father carried a babe out of the abbey gates. Dana, son of Rilflag, had returned home.
This ends Disc 10.